We will take any reasonable offer on these boats. This upcoming weekend, we would like to remind all you fellow boaters out there to be responsible. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. As for me or owner Jim Dooley, and have a great boating season.
Are you in charge of a charity event, maybe a neighborhood festival, maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
I'm John.
Join us on the Barbecue Pitmasters Radio Network every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Stage of St. Louis presents They're Playing Our Song. The Jazzy Score will have you singing along and leave you wanting more. Now playing through June 29th. For tickets, stagesstlewis.org.
This Saturday and Sunday, get a Sealy Posturepedic Queen Set for just $398 and 0% APR for 5 years. Saturday and Sunday only at Mattress Firm.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
your mom's chest hair.
Your mom's chest hair.
We're about to get.
Oh, that's not very nice. Yeah, now you're talking. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the best-selling replacement window in the United States of America. What do I always say, the United States of America? There's not a United States of anything else. It's just the United States. What's it going to be? Of Germany? But in the USA, best-selling window for a good reason, because it's a great window and because the price is right. We'll talk more, tell you how to get in touch with them after we do this.
Hey!
Well, let's start with the control board operator. One of these days I'll mix it up and start with Dan just to throw everybody up. In fact, I think I'll just do that today. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. How's it going, Dan?
I'd like to say hi to Mark and Jason. And
it messed everybody up.
Man.
It didn't work out, I guess. How you doing?
Great. Hi, everybody.
The control board operator is Eon the Peon. The Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, now is a great time then to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is listening in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And all these, I saw on TV the other day, this Schlafly beer, and then there's Samuel Adams. What do you call these, craft beers? What do you call them?
Right,
this?
Yeah.
That's apparently a significant business, I guess, even with all the big boys. They're doing pretty well. And our rat boy wants to get in on it, and he's been working on something. He said he wants me to taste it later today. What kind of beer is it?
Cheese.
Cheese beer.
Hmm.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
But you never know.
Never know.
You never know. How many of you out there in the audience listening now like polka music? Raise your hand. Look at those hands. Mm-hmm. We got cameras, listener cams, we call them, strategically placed all over the St. Louis area. I see a lot of hands up. Well, let me tell you who's responsible for that music. It's Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Well, I just thought of something when I said, listener, Cam, and I'll bet you this will happen or some variation of it, because think how simple this would be. What if every car, like all the people right now in the cars listening, had a little camera inside the car, be easy to do, and we'd have to have their okay, and they would let us. But we could, when we talk to callers on a screen in here, see the person sitting at the wheel in the car. That's very doable. I think I've just invented something here called, listener cam. And then they could look at us because they're driving.
Right.
It'd be unsafe. But we could see them while they're sitting behind the wheel and get an idea who we're looking at, who we're talking to. And make a note, when you see that hit the market, say, that was Frank's idea. He got screwed out of that deal. We're brought to you by Window World, in the window business. That's why they're called Window World. And they're the best at what they do. Best meaning they sell more windows. Their closest competitor in St. Louis does 1/5 of the business they do, 20%. And I'm surprised they do that well, because to me, when I see a company that I know is cut, like Dan mentions that commercial for a car dealer in town that is such an obvious ripoff of a, what is it, an AT&T commercial?
Yeah, it is AT&T.
The first time I saw it, I thought, how can you not be embarrassed? Or that roofing company at Lake of the Ozarks that I heard their commercial for a hole in your roof or a brand new roof. What? I'd be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for the window people that try to copy Window World. Is that the best you can come up with? Is an ad that's the same color scheme as Window World, same type style, even priced your windows $189? Ooh, I don't think I want to be doing business with you. I'm going to go to the people you're trying to be. I'm going to go to Window World to get windows. $189 a piece, whether you buy one or you buy 100. A lot of good reasons to, there's a lot of good reasons that they're number one, because when you get the good housekeeping seal of approval, that's like becoming an Eagle Scout or something. I mean, you got to, a lot of hoops you got to jump through to get that. J.D. Power and Associates says they're the highest in customer satisfaction. Qualified Remodeler Magazine says they're ranked number one in windows sold in this country. Ask St. Jude Children's Hospital how they feel about Window World. They love Window World. Window World loves St. Jude. They're doing all they can to help them help sick kids. Over 10 years, a little over 10 years, they've been around in the St. Louis area, and over 40,000 homes have Window World windows in them. So think about it. When it comes time to replace your windows, think about this deal, $189 with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, the glass breakage, and the labor. Good, solid company with a great, solid product, Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. If I've never noticed it, I get USA Today. And I read it pretty much every morning. And I'm sure this is in there, but I just never noticed it. Today, for some reason, I noticed it, and I cut it out, and I brought it in. And I just thought, wow, what would this be like to be the parents of this girl? And I'll show it to Peon here. It just says missing. Have you seen these? It's just a missing, it says missing, Christy Vorak.
Like those public notice postcards they send in the mail. Have you seen me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What happened to the milk carton deal, which I don't think was ever effective? Because when you're at the table and there's a milk carton, you're not going to remember, you know, photographic memory, that picture on the milk carton.
But well, we have things stuff in the mail, too.
Yeah, I've seen stuff in the mail that comes.
But there are, maybe because nobody hardly buys milk cartons anymore. It's all the jugs. You know, they have gallon, half-gallon jugs.
We don't buy cartons. But it says missing Christy Vorak. A date of birth, October 21st, 1969. Female, white, missing since October 31st of 1982.
Wow.
Brown hair, hazel eyes. Current age would be 44. From Tacoma, Washington. What would it be like to be the parent of a kid that just vanished in 1982, all those years ago? That has to be a lifetime of agony and misery. You remember, Peon won't remember it, but Dan might. When I went to work at Kix, Kix 104, they did a campaign, and I want to say it was Peevely Dairy, and they put my picture on a milk cart. It was a sketch, like a cartoon.
Oh,
a
caricature, I do remember that.
A caricature of me. And I remember going in the grocery store thinking, hey, this is kind of neat. I'm seeing myself on a milk carton. And it was sort of the, where's Frank? He's and it was to say, oh, he's reappeared at Kix. I get what they were doing. And they didn't take it off the shelves because somebody complained or said, hey, I don't think it's fun to make light of missing children. The reason they took them off was, the story I got was, somebody, I think it was Peevely, they got a new president or CEO or something, or somebody high up who just wasn't aware of it, saw it, and said, pull all those things off the shelf. I can't stand that guy.
Wow.
He never met me. He just figured, oh, here's a better one. Remember when we came into this building and when you'd get put on hold, it was the Disney station?
Yeah.
Disney Radio?
Yes.
And I went to the boss at the time, Tom Dorsey, and I said, why, when people get put on hold, don't they hear us? And he said, well, you want the truth? The folks at, I think it was Disney.
Because it was the same line. They would call one line for both stations.
Right, so if you got put on hold, part of their deal in leasing the place was they said, we can't have that guy on hold. You know, it's a wonder I haven't just killed myself.
I know.
With all the hate that's out there.
You're a weird little Frank, and I don't get you.
Well, that's apparently, that's what I hear.
Who is that?
No, that was Mike Dorsey.
Oh.
Went down the hall a while ago to get a extra ice for my Coke, and I've noticed this as long as I've been, you know, working as an adult, is that when you have an office setting, people have their cubicles or their offices, a lot of people put little kind of double picture frames that fold and of their family, you know, it's like two pictures side by side, their kid with a soccer ball or their wife and the dog, and I have no problem with that. I think it's fine. I never wanted to do that. Did you ever do that, have a bunch of pictures of your wife
I've never had
at
a cube
work? Before. I don't want to see my wife at work. I know. That's why you go to work, to get away from your wife.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to look at my desk and go, oh, there she is.
You know, I've never thought about just setting up here on the console a picture of Angela just so I can
get it. I think it's wonderful. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But a lot of people do that. I've been in people's offices. They have like 50 pictures in their offices. That's my son, and that's my dog, and there's our pony that we got, and that's us on vacation. And
I wonder, one of the guys back there must have a superstition or something. Have you seen the pennies that sit on top of the cubicle right there?
No. I did
see
those.
Do you know
those.
What that's about? Did you ask him?
No, I didn't.
It must be like
I got to watch for this. You know what I miss? I miss that guy who used to work here and had M&Ms all the time. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He always kept peanut M&Ms, and he had a dispenser. And I don't know how much he spent, but we'd clean him out just about every 2 or 3 days.
Right,
just go back and get a big old handful of M&Ms.
It didn't stop because he sat right next to the the crop duster. It didn't stop people, though, because they liked the M&M's so much.
Now,
they
here, still, that's right. We have to explain. The crop duster was a woman who worked here, kind of a petite woman, not unattractive, but Buddy did. She passed gas all the time, and it smelled. She was the biggest gas producer next to Laclede. This woman put out more gas. And
I think it was her diet or something.
Yeah, she was a vegan.
Some goofy crap. And, you know, you really got to want the M&Ms if you want to fight your way through that gas cloud.
She had a name that rhymed with smelly, so it was smelly.
Well, way to go, Dan.
Well, yeah.
Way to go. Now I'm sure her feelings are hurt.
I think that was
because there can't be the Kelly. There aren't many women named.
We never had a Kelly that worked here.
No, there wasn't a Kelly. So okay.
I think there was only one woman that ever had a name that rhymed with smelly.
Way to go. But well, I wonder if a person like that at work knows that. Everybody, that's what they say about you every day. Oh, my goodness, hold your nose. Here comes so-and-so. You know, they can't possibly know that.
And you can smell your own. I mean, you know, when you go back to the copy machine.
She couldn't. You could, in this station, if you went to the copy machine, if she had been there within the previous half hour, it was still lingering.
Oh, yeah.
That's how powerful
it was. Fog. It was like the deadly fog.
And you don't expect it from a sort of
petite little woman.
No. You'd expect it from, you know, Jose.
The clogger.
John Hadley.
The clogger.
Somebody like that. There's a story in the news today about a TV reporter who had her purse stolen. They were out doing one of those, they send out the TV truck and they do a live on the scene. You know, when I see those things, I think.
She was doing a story on a burglary.
And got robbed. You know, while she was doing the show on the burglary, which you're either the stupidest robber in the world or the most brazen because you're on camera. I mean, there are cameras around there if you're going to do that.
Well, it was the news vehicle. They parked, near where she was set up with the camera. And it's interesting, too. It was right by the Oakland Police Department, too, that they were doing. It didn't matter.
And then I wonder about these guys like Richard Engel on NBC. This guy's over in Iraq. That's the last place. If I worked as a TV reporter, they go, I want you to go to Iraq right now while things are really bad. No, I quit. It's like he can't go to dangerous enough places, Richard Engel. You watch NBC, you'll see. Just figure out where the worst things going on are and the most danger. That's where Richard
Engel
is.
Didn't Geraldo used to do that, too?
Yeah, he did. He used to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
See how much danger I can get in. All right, I thought this would be kind of interesting for people. Maybe I'm wrong. I like cars. I know not everybody cares about cars, but here's a crash course in who owns what. Because a lot of people, they get real, they dig in and won't budge. I'm only buying American. And we've decided, I hope, we've educated you that there's no such thing. It's a global world. Chrysler, for example, is an Italian car now. It's owned by Fiat. So just quickly, a rundown. Who do you think owns BMW? Do you know? You have any idea?
Let's put
it this way. What does BMW own? BMW owns the Mini, like the Mini Cooper.
Right.
And Rolls-Royce. They own Rolls-Royce, BMW. Fiat owns Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, Dodge, Ferrari, Jeep, Lancia, Maserati, Ram, and SRT, all owned by Fiat.
Wow.
Ford owns Lincoln, and obviously Ford, and part of Mazda. General Motors owns Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, GMC. General Motors also owns controlling interest in Opel and Vauxhall in Europe. That's primarily owned by General Motors, and they own Holden in Australia. We don't sell Holden vehicles here, but in Australia they do. That's a General Motors product. Honda owns Acura. Now, I say this because I really think there are lots of people that don't understand. An Acura is a Honda. It's their high-level car, just like an Infiniti is a Nissan. It's their, and Lexus is a Toyota. That's their premium line. Kia is owned by Hyundai. Jaguar and Land Rover are owned by, now this is the name of a company that when I say it, it sounds like a joke, but they say it's a terrific motor company. Tata Motors.
I've heard of Tata, yeah.
In India owns Jaguar and Land Rover. They bought it from Ford. Mazda is mostly independently owned, but as I said, Ford has some stake in it. Mitsubishi is Mitsubishi. It's its own company. It's owned by Mitsubishi. No other players. Daimler owns Mercedes-Benz and the smart car. Nissan owns Infiniti, but Nissan itself is owned by Renault. They own Nissan. Hmm. Now, we used to have Renault in this country. We don't have them anymore, and I don't know why. And I remember the commercial said Renault. It had two horns, a city horn and a country horn. The dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But in the TV commercials, they'd go, city horn, beep, beep, country horn.
I remember we had Opals here, too.
We did have Opals back in the 70s. Opel Cadet was a very popular car, especially with college students. Saab is owned by National Electric Vehicle of Sweden. Okay. Subaru is owned by Fuji. Fuji Heavy Industries. Toyota is a minority partner. Tesla. Toyota owns part of Tesla. And there's also a partnership with Daimler. Toyota owns Lexus, Scion, Daihatsu, and Hino Motors.
Hino,
H-I-N-O, and they also have a stake in Fuji Industries. For a short time here, we had Daewoo cars and Suzuki. We don't have those, not in this country anymore. Check this. Volkswagen owns Audi, Bentley, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Porsche, and the overseas brands called Seat and Skoda. All of those are owned by Volkswagen. Volkswagen's got a lot going on. And Volvo, everybody thinks of as a Swedish car. It's owned by a Chinese automaker, Zhejiang Geely Holding Company. Yeah, thank you. So there you have it, the whole story on who owns what in the car world. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A dental appointment this morning, and Mary tells me a joke, but she tells me another version of the joke. And I said, I know that joke, but I know it is French, so I'm going to tell you the French version because I don't do a Greek accent. I don't do a great French accent, but it's been a long time. I'm glad she reminded me of it. Here's the joke. Young lady tells her dad she's getting married. He says, oh, honey, that's great. Who's the lucky man? She says, oh, you met him. I brought him over one time. His name is Pierre. He says, whoa. Hold on, Pierre, that French guy? Dan already knows. She said, yeah, he's really nice. He said, no, baby, he says, I can't give you my blessing on this. You're not marrying a French guy. She said, why not? He said, look, hon, I know you're a virgin. This is kind of personal. She says, yes, Dad, I've told you I've saved myself. He says, you're so naive. You don't know anything about sex or the ways of the world or what's normal or what's weird. She said, what are you getting at? He says, I'm getting at this. This Pierre is a French guy, and those French people do odd things in bed. Weird things. Things that aren't normal, natural. She said, what are you talking about? He said, you're my daughter. It's a sensitive. It's hard to talk about, but let's just put it this way. There's a place for parts in bed. Certain parts go against other parts, and French guys like to, and I don't know how else to put it, they like to switch ends in bed. She says, oh, Daddy, this is disgusting. He says, well, I'm telling you, honey, he's going to want to switch ends in bed. She says, well, I don't want to hear any more of this. So I take it you won't be at the wedding. He said, no, I won't be at the wedding. I will not go to a wedding when my daughter's marrying a Frenchman who likes to switch ends in bed. So she has the wedding. Dad doesn't go. They don't talk for a year. And finally, he can't stand it anymore. He calls her. He goes, hey, baby, how's everything going? She says, going great. He said, how's your French husband? She said, great. He said, has he suggested switching ends in bed? She says, no, he's never once suggested doing anything like switching ends. You were wrong about him, Daddy. He said, no, I wasn't. It'll happen. I'm telling you. It'll happen. So he calls again after about 18 months they're married. How's that marriage going? She says, it's great. He said, what about the switching ends? She said, no, you're wrong. 2 years, about 2.5 years go by, and one night they're getting ready for bed, and her husband says to her, he says, you know, tonight I was thinking maybe this would be a good night to switch ends in bed. She says, what did you say?
something different in bed tonight. Maybe we switch ends. She jumps out of bed, grabs a suitcase, and starts throwing things in. He says, what? What are you doing? She says, what am I doing? I'm packing, and I'm leaving. This marriage is over. My daddy said you would do this. So that would do what? He said you'd want to switch ends in bed. I can't believe this. And she's packing him. He says, but Cherie, I do not understand. Don't you want to have children?
Meep, meep. All right. We have had some major problems in South County this afternoon. So here is Timothy Weiland.
And they continue to stay major, except they have reopened northbound or southbound 55 between 270 all the way out through 141. So traffic is trickling through that area now. But northbound 55 is still shut down between Richardson Road up through Highway 270. Long backups to Highway M on northbound 55. Southbound 50 or southbound 270 drivers are slowing a little bit south of Highway 44 down to 55. So things should be starting to get a little bit better. You still have jammed up traffic on Lime Ferry. You have it on Tesson Ferry, Highway 30. Westbound 44 is pretty well jammed up now from Lindbergh all the way out through Highway 141. Now we have an accident on eastbound 70 at Lindbergh that was blocking the left lane. Traffic is back to the Earth City Expressway. Westbound drivers are slowing now. Now we've got a new accident on westbound 70 before St. Charles Rock Road that's got the left lane shut. So traffic is slow from the airport all the way out through Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road. Now, eastbound 270, they have cleared that accident at Lindbergh, so you're slow from 370 through Washington Elizabeth. On eastbound 40, baseball traffic coming in, you're slow now between Timberlake Manor and Mason. You're going to be slow from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. And over the Poplar Street Bridge, they've just opened up all the lanes. You're still backed up. The King Bridge split up to the Poplar on 5564. This report brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a car and driver 10 best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
People who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI or mortgage insurance? We have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
As the radio announcer for Missouri Baptist, I could tell you how the ER at MoBAP is quicker. But instead, here's Jennifer.
Dear MoBAP,
I recently visited your ER when I accidentally cut my finger and needed stitches. I was making dinner for my boyfriend, Curtis, for our 6-month anniversary. And apparently, one of the carrots turned out to be one of my fingers. I hadn't been to an ER since I was a kid, and I was pretty freaked out. But I saw the triage nurse almost immediately. The doctors and nurses kept me calm and relaxed. The whole staff was just super kind. And honestly, I think you took as much care of Curtis as you did me. I was a little bummed about how our anniversary dinner turned out. So Curtis is coming over tonight to watch movies. And bringing 6-month anniversary ice cream. Thanks, MoBAP.
The ER at Missouri Baptist. Faster, smarter, better, and quicker. Member BJC Healthcare.
This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. The average retirement lasts 30 years. It's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. 30 years ago, a gallon of milk was almost half the cost, the average car was under $7,000, and the average income was just over $12,000. Does your retirement income plan account for the effects of inflation? There's an easy way for you to get a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream and hedge against inflation. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Protect your gains, hedge against inflation, get a stable, predictable, guaranteed income stream, and most of all, have the peace of mind you deserve. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital.
Harley RV rests alongside the old Route 66 in Eureka, Missouri. And this is our 66th year in business. There ought to be a song about that, but I can't find one. Even when I turn the number upside down, all I can come up with is 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Besides, the highway's changed so much. The only visual memories of the Coral Courts is the pinkish glow of the sunrise when you head out early in the morning. And the 66 drive-in? Just a memory as you drive toward the amber sunset at the end of the day. They even changed the name of the highway to I-44, but I digress. The new road awaits and leads to many exciting places. Why not begin a great adventure? Hit the road in a newer used RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, the old Route 66 in Eureka, Missouri.
Ah, there's nothing like fresh corn on the cob. So yummy, tasty, and enjoyable to eat, unless you have dentures. Well, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can help you get back to enjoying the food you love. You know, those foods you've had to avoid because of your loose-fitting dentures. Dr. Bowen can fit your new implants with existing dentures because those implants can support the dentures to give you the joy of corn on the cob and other foods that you've been avoiding. Implants are a better option than a bridge. It's a one-tooth solution with a one-tooth problem. Bottom line, you're in good hands with Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. So, quit avoiding the food you love simply because of your dentures. Go to BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, DentalCare.com for more information. Or call Dr. Bowen at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 for a free consultation. And get back to the joys of eating the food you love. Bowen Dental Care at BowenDentalCare.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples, make more happen.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
This is Dr. Rick Gleeman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Gleeman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine.
Have somewhat of an abbreviated segment today because for whatever reason things got away from us today. So we're going right Southern California, checking with Mike Evans, courtesy of Amigon's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Please make a reservation. You're going to need it at Amigon's because it's that good. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Jump on in there, man.
Popquiz question. Yesterday I told you about Jessica Simpson only brushing her teeth once a week.
Yeah.
Today, name the name of the star who admits that she wears the same clothes 3 or 4 days in a row. And to save water at home, she only flushes her toilet every few days. Every few days. That would be a nice bouquet coming out of that bathroom, I'll tell you. Is it Megan Fox? Julia Roberts? Cameron Diaz?
No.
Love Nuggets, Trouble in Paradise. David Beckham and wife Victoria have been living separate lives. Seems that they are only together for the kids. Easy, easy, big fella. Robert Pattinson keeps texting and tweeting Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm.
Hoping, I guess, to get something going. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Jennifer already has a boyfriend. She just ignores the tweets. Shocking rumor. Again, rumor that Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber could elope this summer.
Okay.
Movie review, Jersey Boys.
Hold it. You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Opens in the 1950s with 16-year-old Frankie Valli training to be a barber in this New Jersey barbershop. This criminal, hardcore criminal, Jip DiCarlo, played by Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken. Is in deep conversation. Turns out maybe the Four Seasons could have done 4 years for some of the things they did before they turned their lives over to music. It was very shady. This movie is not perfect. It's a little long for my liking, but very entertaining, and the music is fabulous. A Jersey Boy opens tomorrow, directed by Clint Eastwood, rated R. Here's the only thing I didn't like, 134 minutes. It's over 2 hours long.
Mm.
But still giving it 3 stars.
All right, is there a lot of good music like the play?
Not too much the first act, but the second act is a lot more. Third act is a lot.
Okay.
New York Post headline. I love these headlines. This one I really like. The story is about the judge squashing Paul Simon and his wife's arrest for disorderly conduct and expunging all the court records and testimony about that case, making basically it all just disappear. Headline screams. Paul Simon charges slip sliding away.
Nah, I get it. Slip sliding away.
Yeah, good. Odds and ends, I told you several times that George Clooney is contemplating a run for public office. Yesterday, an impeccable source inside the California Democrat Party confirms they have asked George Clooney if he would consider running for governor of California in 2018.
Well, I'll tell you what, Schwarzenegger sure did a good job. Wait a minute. Maybe not.
Let's see, that would be not.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Paul McCartney's birthday. Now there's more worries about his health. Those concerts that were rescheduled after he was hospitalized, some of them have been canceled again.
I'm not feeling very well lately.
Turn your voice.
No. Who is this?
Paul McCartney.
Exactly. And finally.
Wow, what a pro. What a pro this guy. I said on a short leash, boom, boom, boom.
Only flushes her toilet every few days so to save water. That's got to be a nasty smell. That's not number one or number two. That's number three going on there.
Yeah, I'll say.
Megan Fox, Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz.
I'll go Cameron.
Julia.
It sounds like a Julia Roberts thing to me.
She ought to flush a toilet with that big toe-like thumb on her right
hand. No, it's not. It's Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Oh.
I'm Mike Evans. We're live, Hollywood.
Dan, did you get it?
No.
We none of us got it.
I got. I said Cameron.
Wow. Yeah, Roberts. I don't know.
She she's
like a whack
out.
Job to me. That was Mike Evans and his appearance made possible by Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. I will be dining there. I have a date set next month with one of our high bidders for Friends of Kids with Cancer. I'm looking forward to that. Also spoke this morning with Thompson Price. Now, listen, folks, the showroom, shopping center in De Pere, where Thompson Price is located next to McAllister's Deli and with TJ Maxx and all that, about a half mile east of 270. There's massive facelift going on there. They're doing some incredible things to make that a spectacular area. But it looks like a war zone. Don't let that scare you off. There's a lot of temporary fencing and fiber particle board partitions. Go on in there, and if you'll do that, and because you're AM and the PM, Tom Price has some really nice. I don't know what to call this. It's keychain holders. They're hooks on a board. You put them up, white with pewter hooks. And you nail it up on the wall and you hang your keys and stuff on it. He'll give it to you free. You just walk in and say, "Whoa, ma'am and the PM, I'll take my," and make up your own name for it, "my key ring holder." And they'll hand you one until they run out. He said, "Just let's give them to the listeners just for coming by. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to make an appointment to have them come out and talk to you about your kitchen or your bathroom. Just as long as he's got them till he runs out, he'll give you one." So stop in and take advantage of that. And then, of course, while you're there, you're more than welcome to walk around and ask a bunch of questions. And I would like to think that as a listener, loyal listener, you would not even think of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom without at least letting the folks at Thompson Price. They're working with some people right now who had a bathroom done by another company and said they would never deal with them again. Guess who's doing their second bathroom? Thompson Price. Uh-huh. Kitchen, baths, home. Website, thompsonprice.com.
All right, it has been a nightmare in South County all afternoon long. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
Well, I can give you a little bit of good news. They've reopened all the lanes on southbound 55, and the congestion on 55 southbound is totally gone, and the same on southbound 270. Things have really broke loose being able to exit on 55. So you're looking good on southbound 270 and 55 there. Northbound 55 is still going to remain shut down probably for several hours. You have to get off at Richardson Road. Traffic is backed up north of Imperial Main up through Richardson. Now, because of everybody bailing off on the outer roads and the side roads, you've got Lee May Ferry and Jeffco still jammed up. Same thing on 21 and Highway 30 goes all the way out to Little Brennan. Looks like Lindbergh is getting just a little bit better. We do have an accident on eastbound 40 near Timberlake Manor. Traffic is slow from Timberlake up through Mason. It's baseball traffic. And then again, 270 and through Big Bend. Southbound 170 is still slowing from Olive down through Highway 40. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 70 at Lindbergh, so that traffic is thinning out. But westbound 70 is jammed from 170 through Lindbergh. And on eastbound 270, things are still stacked up from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm not Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, the latest from the Normandy School District from Post-Dispatch education reporter Elisa Crouch. We'll check in with ABC's David Blaustein for movie reviews. We'll have a preview of the weekend's World Cup action and have tips if you plan on taking your dog to work. I'm David Solomon. Tony Messenger is sitting in for McGraw, and Kelly Jackson will have local news Friday morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin. Informed, smart, balanced, entertaining, and raised in Missouri. It's Jim Bohannon Overnights, starting Monday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you in the market for a new GE appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and taxes out of the state when you can shop GE Appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne. When you get up before the sun, you should be rewarded. First Light with Dirk Van will be our gift to you. Starts Monday at 4 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
People appreciate personal customer service, but you may not get that unless you select family-owned siding repair systems. Great projects begin with great designs and a partnership with your contractor. Let the expert design team at Siding Repair Systems bring your project to life with skill and experience. As a James Hardy preferred remodeler, Siding Repair Systems is the industry leader in quality exterior home improvement projects and backs every project with a lifetime service warranty. Siding Repair Systems at Siding Repair. RepairSystems.com.
McGraw Millhaven's our new program director, and I went to him. I said, "Hey, this Friday thing, you think I can start working on Fridays again?" I'll quote him: "Hell no." He said, "If I have my way, you won't even work the other 4 days. It hurt." Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Headaches on the highways. One person is dead, and commuter traffic in South County is brought to its knees. A live report with the latest conditions coming up. Authorities in Lincoln County investigate after a helicopter goes down during a flying lesson. Police have a suspect in custody after a highway patrol officer gets dragged, making a traffic stop.
It's Dump the Pump Day. Find out the deal metro officials are offering folks who park their cars and hop on a train or bus.
We're following several stories tonight that have emergency crews scrambling around the area. Getting a live look right now from Bomarito Automotive Skyfox. This is over I-55 near Arnold. Crews have reopened all southbound lanes after a pair of semi-truck accidents left one dead. Northbound I-55 remains closed between Richardson and 270. Fox 2's Rebecca Roberts walks us through what happened and joins us live from the scene right now. Hi, Rebecca.
Sandy, as you can see here, southbound traffic is moving very smoothly. Those lanes reopened just after 4 o'clock, but